Look, the energies are really intense. I just want to say a couple things before we get to the questions. The energies are getting really intense. A lot of people are feeling the pressure of crisis coming. Even those who aren't exactly awake are fully aware that there are things terribly wrong in the country. And because so many things are backwards, there's so many things going on, so many false flags, train wrecks, that even the mainstream media is having a very difficult time spinning any of it. And the government's response to it is usually more poor than usual. Okay. It's important to note that a lot of this was shared with the Q group, the Q team, and that what we're witnessing globally is the White Hat military alliance, global military alliance, is well into the process of taking down the corrupt governments around the world. Now, South Africa, it is being said behind closed doors, has already collapsed. And that's a really big deal when you stop to think about it. We have other countries also. We're seeing the demolition of our own corrupt government here in the United States. It's very obvious, especially when you're paying attention to the actions of the governmental agencies that are supposed to be helping and upholding the law and protecting the citizens, which of course they're not. All of these agencies, many of these governments worldwide, are now in total self-preservation mode. And that's all they're worrying about is themselves, is the agency itself, the organism that is literally feeding off of its own people. Now, the Q team has said that most governments will be down to about 10% of their normal size. will be 10% of its normal size. That's massive. That's massive. And you have to ask yourself, with all the things that the governments have been doing and in all the ways that they have ingratiated themselves into all of our lives, into all of our privacies, when they all go away, what is that going to look like to we, the citizens of these countries? Now, a majority of you are American, I'm assuming, on the call. So, that's something we all have to look at, because you're not going to be able to count on the government for services. And if they don't exist anymore, if you can't get the handout, then what are you going to do? Many people need to start thinking about that. You're going to have to figure it out yourself, or you're going to have to figure out, are some of these things that you need, that are truly necessary, available on a local level?